Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Tom and Ponder held through the break, so I'm going to talk to him first, and then we'll get on to some other things that came up that I need to spread the word out to everybody. Tom, what's up?
I'd like to know, what is the lifespan of beneficial nematodes when you buy them in the stores? How long they last in the stores, how long they're living, and once you put them out, what's the lifespan in the soil?
Well, that's a little bit of a tough question because they come to you in different forms, and you never know what condition they were in when they first came to you. The three ways that nematodes come, one is in a dry material or dry-ish material. It's kind of a vermiculite material. Those people say that they'll last a month or so without any question. The ones that come on a more moist, putty-looking material in little trays, they'll tell you that those will last some number of weeks, but they all tell you to put them in the refrigerator, you know, where they're not going to last that long. And then the third way to buy beneficial nematodes is the one that probably will be the most effective to use and last the longest, but is the most expensive, and it's the ones that come on the blue sponge. You know what I'm talking about there? It's a specific company called Hydro Gardens that sells them that way.
I've seen the advertisements, yes. I've seen them on your website. I was just wondering because when I buy them in the stores, I don't know how long they've been in the store.
That's right.
And
that's
usually exactly right. I buy them when they're in the little container. It's got that, I think you're calling it the vermiculite.
Yeah, that's the driest form of them. And some people say that they've seen the least amount of benefit from those. I tell you one thing, and one of the people that sell the nematodes gave me this tip. If you want to see whether nematodes are still alive, you can put a little pile of the material, and this especially works on the moist nematodes that come in the little flat trays, but it would work with the more dry stuff too. It probably wouldn't work with the blue sponge, but you can put a little pile of them out on a table. And if they're still alive, they will move enough to make that little pile flatten out. You see what I mean? They'll actually change the shape of that pile that you've put on the table. You don't want to leave it there too long. If it moves and you can tell they're still alive, you need to get it in some water and make the application out on the garden or the lawn or wherever you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to take care of. But it will tell you for sure whether they're alive and well or not.
Yeah. Well, I've put out maybe three times this year of beneficial nematodes, and man, these fire ants are about to run me off. I've got so many fire ants out here. Due to all the rain we've had, it seems like when it rains, they pop up everywhere.
Which nematodes do you use?
It's the ones that's in the small container that you're calling the vermiculite. That's
yeah, the
what
dry
I've been buying.
Ones. Those are the ones that I hear the most reports of not working very well. So you might try the others and see if they don't work better. And the other thing I'd recommend, Tom, if you haven't done it, is I would put out whole ground cornmeal all over the whole property, and you'll probably end in your problem with the fire ants.
Yeah, well, my main concern is my septic system has got that new aerobic system, and I don't want them to get into the electronics of it.
Sure.
That's my main concern.
Well, get some whole ground cornmeal from the local feed store and put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet all over the whole place, and it'll probably be the end of the fire ants.
All right, I'll do that. Thanks, sir.
Let me know if it works for you. Appreciate your call very much. All right, you can load up the lines, but I got a few things to do. But give me a call at 866-444-3478. We have a ton of information. I'll try to have time at the end of the show to go through it in more detail, but you can get a whole bunch more information about this natural organic approach. Just going to the website to start with. You can sign up for our free newsletter there. 100-something thousand people you can join there. The retail stores, the natural organic retail stores and landscape contractors are listed on our website. You can access those lists, and that can help you out with a lot of things we've been talking about today. Speaking engagements, we can do it one of two ways. We can do it in person, which I have no problem with, or we can do a Zoom situation. That information is there for you on the homepage under speaking engagements. And we speak to garden clubs, company meetings, people in the business. We do for people in the landscape and nursery business, related businesses. We do seminars that get into, you know, as much detail as you want about how to make the conversion over to the natural organic approach and help people solve any problems that they may be having with the techniques that they may currently be using. Somebody called in the last hour, toward the end of the last hour, and David told me that they didn't know if I would want to pass this on or not, but I do. And it's this. They have had luck with treating pathogens, infections, and itching on dogs, like we had a call about, with apple cider vinegar. And I don't have a problem with that at all. In fact, I think it would work. The only negative about that is this. If you use apple cider vinegar and they've got some pretty bad sores and all, it's going to burn. You're going to have to be careful about that. The cornmeal would be totally soothing, you know, if you put cornmeal in the bath water. Vinegar will help without any question. It'll help with the pathogens, and it'll help improve the health of the skin. I use it to rinse off from showers, and that's how I know it'll burn. After I shave and then take a shower and do the vinegar, and especially if I'm still using a razor that I should have gotten rid of that's kind of an old razor, it'll burn. So just be careful if you use it on your dog's skin and realize that, you know, that's kind of comes along for the ride, or can. And the other thing, Maggie sent me a note and wanted me to let everybody know, and I agree. She's put the photograph I took of Nellie, our tree-climbing dog, our pit bull, bull mastiff, Great Dane, rat terrier mix of her guarding the front of the house. She lays down at the window and just puts her muzzle up on the sill and just watches the world go by. It's really pretty funny. The only thing that's more interesting, I was telling Bob when we were visiting about her and other things the other day, one of the most fun things that she's got going, she's very into routine. She loves doing the same thing every day, but she's picked up a few new ones. One of the things that she taught Tater to do is to eat sticks, bark and sticks and twigs and things like that, and how they do it as much as they do and not get all stopped up, I have no idea, but they both do that. But one of the things that Nellie does, and she hadn't been able to teach Tater this because he's not a climber, but when I pull into the driveway and pull into the carport, come around, and I'm pointing right at that crooked tree, that big live oak that she loves, and she has figured out that she can hear me coming and climb up that tree and sit in the first big crotch and just be able to look right at me as I drive up. And that's kind of fun. Let's see. Let me tell you real quickly about a company that we're getting more and more involved in because I'm so impressed with them. And it's the Achieve Vitality people, the people that do the cells, and the Infinity cells are just amazing. What they did for me was a torn knee. I had a badly torn meniscus, and the stem cells, the Infinity cells specifically, took care of it. It's gone, and it was gone quickly. It was gone within a few days of the pain, and hadn't come back. My knee's probably stronger than it was before it all happened. If you have something that you're about to take a bunch of medicine for, or about to go under the knife for, or whatever, and want to at least look at this, I recommend it highly. Give them a call and set up an appointment. It won't cost you anything to do that. 800-341-2650, or just go to their website, which is achievevitality.net. Dr. Darcy will be with me on the show here in the not-too-distant future, and we'll talk about it in more detail, but you can meet him if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you're somewhere else, you'll be meeting some other people, but it's the same number, 800-341-2650, or go to achievevitality.net. Mike Midlothian. Oops, Mike, sorry. Too long-winded there. Hold on, you'll be first up right after this break. Shot of Nelly guarding the front of the house, you can see, just go to Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and you can see my little blonde girl, Nelly, there. And you can go to dirtdoctor.com and do a search for Nelly and see her climb the trees on video.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the organic manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the organic manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard back, and it's Mike's turn in Midlothian, Texas. Hello, Mike.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing well.
I've heard different recommendations, but I want to get it from you. People tell me different things. For a living fence to block neighbors and sound,
mm-hmm.
What do you recommend in Midlothian? All that white rock, you know.
That's a good question. I'm actually designing a commercial project right now where they wanted me to help them do that exact thing. What I recommend as far as a screen planting is to not use one plant, no matter what it is to use a mixture of plants so that you have more interest from different textures, different colors, different heights. Some plants have flowers. Some of them have fall color. You encourage wildlife, birds, and beneficials and everything better if you have this biodiverse, this mixture. Plus the fact, if you have a mixture of things like I recommend and something happens, a car runs through it or one of the plants just dies or something happens like that after they've gotten kind of mature and really pretty looking. If you have planted all Nellie R. Stevens straight across or all any one plant, you end up with a snaggletooth effect. And if you plant this free-form kind of thing like I'm talking about, and I like to do it on both sides of the property line so it has a little bit of depth to it, not just real thin. And I use things native cedar, the eastern red cedar. I use evergreens and deciduous plants. On the evergreen, I'll use abelia and the cedars. I've got a project that I can tell you where you can go see it if you're ever in Dallas, where I've used Nandina a lot. I used to use Nandina more than I do now because Nandina even though it's a beautiful evergreen plant, has the color and has the red berries and everything, but the red berries have the same problem that the Chinese pistachio has. They've become invasive as a result of that. But anyway, it makes a beautiful effect. But I'll put things in it like the loquat leaf oak and the Mexican white oak and Mexican buckeye, which is deciduous, but it gives you the yellow fall color, and it gives you the spring flowers of purple. And I use red buds, too, so you get red bud blooming first with some purple color, and then you get the Mexican buckeye blooming a little bit after that. So you have a longer period of time where you have color going on. So you see what I mean? It's just a free-flowing planting, and I would, if I was doing a design like I'm doing for this one project, I would use specific ones in specific places. But to tell people in general, just pick some plants that you like that have different heights, different textures, different colors, some evergreen, some deciduous. Plant them in a free-form way. You'll love the effect, and it'll look good and get better and better looking every year.
Okay, great. Yeah, I heard that Nellie R. Stevens is good in different hollies, but, I'd like to go by and see that place you were talking about.
Well, I tell you where to see it. It's in Lakewood in Dallas, and it's La Vista that goes from the Lakewood shopping area through the middle of Lakewood Country Club. And the planting on both sides, I didn't design it. I just told the people, and it's one of the few things that my own club ever listened to me about doing, and they did it like I recommended, and you can see the effect that's created there. They used a lot more Nandina and a lot more Abelia than I would have used, but you still will get the effect of what I'm talking about creating by driving down that street and looking at it on both sides. And it makes a real pleasant barrier for the golf course as well as for the people driving through the on La Vista.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Good luck.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, I like kind of like my art. When you look at my art, you'd think, well, that's kind of how he designs a lot of his planting plans, and there's a lot to that. I'm working on about three new pieces right now, and every time I get to a point of doing something like I've been doing it before, I'm thinking about, well, how can I make this kind of special, some completely new technique? And one of the paintings I'm working on right now, I didn't like the way I had finished it, and I didn't like it very much. And so I'm taking it completely out, and it's got a lot of texture on it, but I'm taking it completely out by painting it white, and then I'm going to do a monochrome painting or something with very few great big bold colors on it, so you're able to enjoy the texture of the painting as much as the color. And love to show you some. Oh, by the way, if you ever want to see the studio in person, you can call us the same number that we use here on the show, make an appointment, and come by and see it and my little mini arboretum that's at the same location. Steve's turn in Red Oak, Texas. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Could not be better. What can I do for you?
Well, back, I think it was Memorial Day weekend, you were talking about using hair clippings to control squash bugs.
Yep.
Well, it just so happened I was going to get my hair cut the next day, and I asked the gal that cuts my hair to save the clippings, and she said, well, I've got a whole vacuum cleaner full here if you want them, and I said, I'll take them.
All right.
I put them out around the base of the plants. I just lost one plant to the squash bugs, killed six or eight of them, of the bugs. And since I put the hair clippings out, I've killed two squash bugs.
Seems to be working.
I'm still eating squash and zucchini both, and normally they would be long gone by now.
That's great. Thanks for the report. I'm going to try it myself.
Yeah, I highly suggest it. Of course, I mean, 1 year doesn't prove it, but
no. More people listen and try it. We'll get some pretty good anecdotal evidence. Put you on hold. If you had something else, got to run. Be back after this.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And, Alan, hang on. Let me cover a couple of things. I talked to Steve off the air, and he had one other tip. And, by the way, back to his tip on the hair for squash bugs and squash vine borers, too. I think you'll get some help. I think that if everybody tries it in some way or another, we can get some good information about what's the best way to go. Putting it out loose, mixing it into the soil, putting it out around the plants, and then mulch on top of it, putting it in bags that are mesh bags and hanging it in the garden. Don't know which one of those works best. And so people doing different versions of that this next season when we're growing the plants that have the squash bug and squash vine borer problems, you know, squash, zucchini, those kind of things. I think we can get some good feedback if everybody pitches in. But Steve had another recommendation. I was talking to him off the air, and he said he had webworms, and he had missed the time to put out the trichogramma wasps, which I recommend and work beautifully on any kind of caterpillars that you have, like webworms, tent caterpillars, sod webworms, green worms on your cabbage and kale and stuff, and all of that. Trichogramma wasp releases are inexpensive and extremely useful. And if you don't know about them, look at my Texas bug book I did with Malcolm Beck, or look at the website or whatever and plan on doing that. But he had another tip. He missed it, and so he had the webs, and he shot them with a BB gun a couple of times, and he said that the webworms went away. And the only thing we can think of that happened there is that the BB gun made a big enough hole in the web to where the native wasps, which he encouraged, could get in and take the caterpillars out, which is very likely to what happened. If you can reach them with a fishing pole or a bamboo or something and tear them, that works as well or better. But the ones that are out of reach, shoot with a BB gun if you can do it, if you're not in an urban area where you can't do it. It reminds me strongly, I told him, of my uncle Shorty back in Pittsburgh, Texas. He used a similar technique. He used a 16-gauge shotgun and shot the webs. And, yes, sir, it works. It works really well. He also used it to get rid of mistletoe. He didn't know, and I didn't know either at that point, how well doing the sick tree treatment and in some cases just simply removing the soil from the flare of the tree will get rid of the mistletoe. But, yeah, Shorty, my Uncle Shorty, he was a piece of work. I inherited his shotgun, and I think the only times he ever shot it, it was a beautiful, gorgeous 16-gauge Sweet 16 Remington. And I don't hunt anymore. I did when I was younger, just got away from it. I eat wild game. Don't get me wrong. Any of my buddies that give me wild game, I'm always receptive to that. But since I never used this beautiful shotgun, I did sell it to one of my golf buddies who is more of a hunter than I am. But those techniques of disturbing that nest any way you can will indeed work. Alan in Oak Cliff next up. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Howard. I just want to call and talk to you about the wood chips. I've been watering them down to keep them moist, and I've got that mold growing on it. They call it, I think, that dog slime.
Okay. Yeah, it's called slime mole. Uh-huh. It's totally innocuous, doesn't hurt a thing in the world, just looks weird. You could stir it up a little bit and it'll go away. It doesn't hurt anything at all. In fact, it may even have some beneficial aspects to it.
Okay, well, I was watering the pile down and it puts off kind of like a powder that, floats all over the place.
Yeah, that could even be mycorrhizae, the fruiting bodies of mycorrhizae, if you're having that happen. But don't worry about it one way or the other. If you don't like it, you can kill it with cornmeal juice sprayed on it, baking soda, potassium bicarbonate, hydrogen peroxide, any of those stuff, or just stir it up. But it's really not doing any harm at all.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with it. I just didn't, if it was something that is harmful, I didn't want to leave it.
Nope. No problem at all. There are some fungi. In fact, we'll put them on Twitter and Facebook. There's some that arborist that's a new friend of mine that you're going to be hearing more about here in the very near future has taught me to identify some that are actually harmful to trees, but it's all related to stress in the tree. If you relieve the stress of the trees, you're not really going to have a problem even with some of the harmful pathogens. But the ones you're talking about in the compost, nothing to worry about at all.
All right. Well, thank you.
I appreciate the call.
All right. Bye.
By the way, my uncle, that shotgun that he had, the reason it was so beautiful and almost in, brand new mint condition was, I think the only time he ever shot it was at a webworm once or twice, and he used it as the shotgun start on the golf course for little tournaments, and he did that maybe three or four times, a real shotgun for a shotgun start, and one day blew a hole in the roof of his closet when he was cleaning it one day, which was not good. But he didn't fire it a whole bunch. Sharon in Grapevine, Texas. Hey, Sharon.
Hello, Howard. We had a drain issue in our yard, and we got that solved through a sprinkler drainage company.
Uh-huh. Good.
And they laid down Palmetto St. Augustine afterwards, and it's not doing well. And I'm confused about corn gluten meal and dry molasses helping that out, if possible.
Well,
the grass is dying.
Okay, there's a couple of things. When they put it out, did they roll it for you?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. Well, that could have been the problem. A lot of times the contractors, and I've done it myself in the past, you know, you're in a hurry and you put it out and you think, well, I'm just going to slap it down and water the heck out of it and everything's going to be fine. If they didn't,
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, if they didn't roll it, what that means is that it left air pockets under it, and the air pockets can dry out, and that may be what happened. I'm seeing St. Augustine, including in my own properties, looking pretty bad just from being the time of the year. And going through, you know, dry periods and not maybe watering quite as much as you needed to because it's getting cooler and we're just not thinking about it as much. But if it's some fungus, which it probably is, also the corn gluten meal put down right now at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet will help with any pathogens that are there and help for next year. But I would even now probably go back and rent a roller and roll it really well, because if there were air pockets when they laid it, they're probably still there.
Okay.
And that might help. But the main thing, if pathogens have started there, get the watering kicked up a little bit, make sure you have it real thoroughly watered, probe it with a golf club shaft or with a pipe probe or something, and put out the corn gluten meal just like you're putting out an organic fertilizer. And if it doesn't help green it up this year, which it may not because we're really getting into some cooler weather now, but it will help you for next season when it starts to grow.
Okay, I did put out corn gluten meal about 2 weeks ago now.
Well, corn gluten meal is different. I'm talking about whole ground corn meal. I may have said the wrong
thing.
Oh,
okay.
I'm talking about whole ground corn meal for the disease. Corn gluten meal will help with diseases. It'll help to a degree, but nowhere nearly as efficiently and as effectively as the whole ground corn kernel, which is what whole ground corn meal is. Corn gluten meal is just the protein part of corn meal, and it's a great fertilizer, and it has a little bit of disease control. And it also has this pre-emergent weed control, but this is kind of late to get the pre-emergent effect of the winter weeds because they've probably already germinated. And once that happens, the corn gluten meal would just function as a fertilizer, which is fine. It's a good fertilizer, but it doesn't have the disease-fighting power that whole ground corn meal has.
And what does dry molasses provide?
Dry molasses provides stimulation of microorganisms, beneficial microorganisms in the soil. It has a mild amount of NPK and trace minerals. In other words, it functions as a mild fertilizer. And it also is just a help for pushing everything the right direction and starting to grow and help with the health of the soil and building the availability of trace minerals and all that kind of thing. It has a lot of benefits. And then the final one is, if you have any fire ants on the property, in 99% of the cases, it will completely run all the fire ants off the property if you put it out, corn gluten meal or corn meal, at 20 pounds per 1,000 square. I'm sorry, the dry molasses on the fire ants. I'm getting them confused. Dry molasses at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet run all the fire ants off the property. Cornmeal and corn gluten meal might help some with the fire ants, but mostly with fertilization and with the diseases.
Well, as a fertilizer, would it help to put the dry molasses down now as well?
Wouldn't hurt.
For the grass?
It'll give you a mild shot of organic fertility. It sure will.
Okay.
Especially if you've already got some. Put it out in a fertilizer spreader, you know, that's a cyclone spreader that spreads it, you know, slings it out, doesn't just drop it. So you get
right.
A nice, even distribution. What I tell people is that works, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet with my spreader, which I think is the same with a lot of the cyclone-type spreaders. You fill it up full, You open the container, you open the hopper wide open and walk briskly one direction and then 90 degrees to that. So you make basically two passes over all your turf, and that puts out about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
So you open the distributor knob all the way?
All the way, and walk fast. That's what works for me on mine. Give it a shot, and if it looks like it puts out too much, you can adjust. But usually all those things have about the same size opening in the bottom, and it'll work pretty much with any spreader.
Okay. And does it matter whether I put the molasses down first or the cornmeal down first?
Nope. Either one. You can even mix them together and put them out together, but either one can go down first.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Get to work. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. 31 seconds. I will, instead of rushing somebody on here and saying we don't have enough time, I'll wait till we get back. 866-444. By the way, this is the number if you want to set an appointment or call the show, either one, anything in between. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. It's spelled DIRTDOCTOR. And I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back after this.
Good-natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good-natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good-natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes five-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or visit myperfectshed.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
If you are thinking about a home office or a study area for the kids or just a storage building or even a finished cabin or expand the house, art studio, I got a recommendation, and it's a good one. Call Ulrich Barnes, and their telephone number is 520-GET-SHED, or go to the website myperfectshed.com. Ulrich Storage Sheds. It's U-L-R-I-C-H, Ulrich. And also, there's a wonderful device now that almost everybody listening to me ought to get one of these things. It's called a freeze miser. Freeze miser hooks onto your hoses or your hose bib, and it is activated by the temperature of the water in the hose bib, and it automatically starts dripping. You never have to worry about frozen faucets and hoses and things. It's terrific. Doesn't cost a whole lot of money. Just works great. It's called the Freeze Miser, and it's freezemiser, M-I-S-E-R.com, or 833-302-0147, freezemiser.com. All right, let's finish up here with Pam and Peter. Pam in Greenville, what can I do for you?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question, two questions, actually. One is, I know you talk about dry molasses, and I was wondering, could you use liquid molasses in a sprayer?
Oh, yeah. That's part of the Garrett juice mixture. We use liquid molasses as part of the Garrett juice mixture, and also when we're spraying BT products or really any kind of an insect or disease control product, if you add liquid molasses to the mix, it makes it work better, makes it last longer.
Oh, okay, good.
You bet.
And my other question is a debate that I have with a friend as to whether there are two different species of crepe myrtles, one that's a bush and one that's a tree.
Well, there's a whole bunch of different species, and there's dwarfs, there's semi-dwarfs, there's big trees, there's all kinds of different. You can find anything you want in crepe myrtles.
Okay. The debate is whether or not you can just take a bush and trim it and make it a tree.
You can. You can take any of them and trim it into a the dwarfs would be a little tree that you might even want a bonsai. But, yeah, you can trim any bush-type plant into a tree form. You're exactly right.
Oh, darn. That means I failed the
debate. Did you lose the bet? Okay. All right.
Thank you very much for the information.
You bet. Thanks for calling. And here's Peter in Carrollton. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Howard. I've got a little ranch out in East Texas. I'm ready to put down a gravel driveway. And I wondered about a lot of folks out there are using the recycled crushed concrete. Didn't know if you had any experience with trying to do that or.
I haven't done it personally, but I've seen it, and I think it works fine. If you get it ground into an even enough texture, I think it would lock into place. It's real heavy, and it would lock into place real easily, and you could keep the weeds out of it easily by spraying with vinegar or one of the organic herbicides from time to time. All I would do it, I'd do the same thing that I do with decomposed granite. I would put down, ideally, I would get it all leveled out, compact it, you know, so it's not just loose and would settle and everything, and put down a thin layer of caliche that you can get from any of the sand and gravel places as the base, compact it, and then put that ground up concrete on top of that. If you leave the caliche out, it wouldn't be the end of the world, but if you compact the soil, put the caliche layer down, and then your decomposed granite, or in your case, the ground up concrete on top of it, it would be in there and solid and not move around and be just a wonderful surface for you.
Super. Okay, thank you very much.
I appreciate your call. That's a good tip for people. And by the way, that leads into something that is important. Bob Webster, my buddy, my organic buddy in San Antonio, and other people in the organic arena, and I all agree on something really important in related to that last conversation, and that is we don't believe in plastic. We don't believe in the so-called weed-blocking fabrics, and we don't because they don't work very well. The only place where you could maybe have an advantage using them is in maybe a driveway, but if there's trees around the area and their roots are going to be out in that area, you know, you don't want to do it because it's creating a situation that's just not good for plants at all. The only place where it might be okay to use a plastic material under the gravel would be in a utility area, storage area, or something like that where there's no plants involved at all. If you have plastic or weed blocking type fabrics used in your landscaping around any plants, you need to spend some time this fall, right now, or this winter, taking it all out, every bit of it. And you'll be amazed at how much better your plants will do. Don't ever want to do it. You can see the best examples of it. I've got pictures on my website of where it was used on Central Expressway in Dallas around trees, bald cypress trees and other trees. And it's just a mess, just a total mess. You can see pictures I've taken of it on my website. Out of time. Love being with you. It's been a lot of fun. We'll do all this, David, if it's okay with you, a week from today. Enjoy your gardens in the meantime. If you have a question, go to dirtdoctor.com. Send us a question at info@dirtdoctor.com. And if you want to set up an appointment to see the art or any of that stuff, 866-444-3478. And I'll see you next time. Thanks.